You're waking up with Simo and Jordan, as per usual. Morning, Jordan. How you doing?
Morning, Simo. Melbourne Cup yesterday. We had a bit of an office sweep here, as most offices do.
Yep.
How did your horse go? Did you manage to make any money?
I did. I think I ran second. Got pipped right at the end.
What, did you run second?
Yeah, I mean, I only heard it, so I didn't see the thing go down, but managed to, I think, double. I went double.
That's not bad. There's a little off sweep that we did here. There's a $5 entry fee.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got money back for first, second, third, and last.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my horse came last.
Yep.
Which means I think technically we both won money. However, like I said, it was $5 to go in. I don't know about you. I haven't paid yet.
Nope. I paid for you, Jordan, for a change.
Oh, did you pay for me?
I did.
Brilliant.
I greased the palms of the admin here for you to have your flutter.
Wonderful.
Yep.
And it worked. My horse came dead last.
So did you spend yesterday afternoon in the pub?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, really? I would have...
No, so I got home and just thought, I'll sit down on the couch for a little bit. And there I stayed.
All right, you sat down and then no sooner was unconscious Jordan in the afternoons...
Well, no, I was just asleep.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I thought you were thinking like I got knocked unconscious, like I went boxing or something and someone punched me. Like, no, just fell asleep.
Too much celebratory...
Beverages were consumed.
Beverages. It's Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Hot As It Gets, this couple. It is Señorita, plays now on Snow FM Breakfast. Good morning. The One Direction offshoot, Harry Styles with Lights Up on Snow FM at Breakfast. Gone toe-to-toe with our Aussie as well. We had Rule a little time ago at Snow FM at Breakfast. Simo and Jordan talking mukbang.
Yes, if you don't know what that is, I didn't know before about 10 minutes ago.
Which surprises me. This feels like Wheelhouse, Jordan Wheelhouse.
It sounds like something the Maccas would do, a mukbang.
Right, so basically what it involves is it's a trend out of South Korea where people sit down with a video cam and describe the meal they're eating as they eat it and, like, you know, thousands upon thousands, in some cases a million people... tune in to have a look at what they're partaking in.
Yeah, the video cam is switched on and recording them as they eat. It's not like they're going to a nice restaurant or something and the video cam is their date.
No.
No, table for two, please. So, although that would be very cheap because last time I checked, video cams don't really eat food or drink expensive wine.
So a woman, she's quit her full-time job to pursue this career in mukbang. So I'm thinking might be something for you in the future should you kind of get a bit of a niche interest.
What are you trying to say, Simo? Do you want to get rid of me?
Nah,
you're
never.
Kind of scouting me out to try and get another job?
No, I'm thinking about...
Have you ever thought about joining the exciting world of bus driving?
What I'm thinking is how we can diversify to make more money as a team.
Oh, yeah, so... I'm always happy with more money.
So, basically, this woman, she's quit her career in admin,
mm-hmm.
And she's taken to YouTube eating McDonald's, Chinese takeaway, Pizza Hut, and she consumes around five... What is it? Jeez... That's
a lot of food.
Yeah, 55,000 calories in a single sitting with up to 40,000 people tuning in to watch her tuck into a meal live.
So she was she worked in admin.
Yep.
Got a couple of admin people here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon any of them would be good at... Actually, one went and had a very boozy lunch yesterday for the Melbourne Cup. I saw her Instagram story.
And look.
Jesus.
So they have like mics set up as well so you can capture the ambience.
Oh, yeah, that's always what I want. You know, mics... Just imagine that microphone at the microphone factory with all of its peer microphones. Oh, I'm going to be at the Oscars. Oh, Andrea Bocelli's going to sing for me. What are you going to do with your life? Oh, someone's going to eat noodles.
That's what she's doing. So she has no plans to stop eating on camera, and apparently her ultimate aim is to work her way up to eating...
A world tour. Arena tour. Sydney Opera House is just her just eating a Chinese takeaway.
Finally, I've made it. 10,000 calories is what she wants to be able to... take care of in a single gulp,
That's a lot of calories.
It's a lot of calories. But apparently making a heck of a lot of money doing it. So
who is watching this?
A lot of South Koreans.
Like, do they have nothing else to do with their time?
Apparently she has to go to the gym four times a week to even get close to trying and balance her lifestyle.
Yeah, well, I mean, four times a week for somebody who works a normal kind of 9-to-5 job would be difficult. This guy, is man or woman?
Woman.
Woman just sits down and has lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you got time to go four times a week. You go four times a day.
I reckon we might have to try it with you, Jordan. Sit down, record your lunch today.
I don't know who's going to watch it.
Niall Horan, nice to meet you on Snow FM. I love you. We're better than ever. Flight facilities, fresh hit on Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
Hey, Simo, how were you at the old pinball back in the day?
Oh, terrible.
So pinball, if you don't know, it's the one where there's a little ball, I think, I believe it's called a pinball, and you've got kind of flaps that you kind of hit it, keep hitting it up and away from this little chute. I think that's the...
That's the general gist of it.
And there is, you know, you can press the buttons on the side and they make the flaps hit the ball away, but there is a gap in the middle where just the ball straight away go through and you'll lose.
Yeah, real old school, which is why you have to explain it.
Yes.
It's like, what the heck is that?
Also, a guy in Wisconsin in America has broken the world record for the longest continuous game of pinball.
Yeah, because an Australian wouldn't waste their time doing that.
Exactly. I'm not... Also, when I say game of pinball, the longest time continually playing pinball. So the ball could go and he could just start again.
Oh,
so it's
okay,
not like
right.
He was playing. He did it for 32 hours straight.
Okay, so it wasn't one game that he managed to keep live. Less impressive, more... More worrying?
I mean, it's going to be less impressive even more when you hear this.
Oh, okay.
So he broke the world record for playing for 32 hours straight. But he didn't play for 32 hours straight.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
He had 5-minute breaks every hour, one every hour, to kind of eat, drink, and go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It's like, I'm sorry, that is not 32 hours straight.
Ooh.
Like, you're playing pinball. That should be the challenge of it. You should have to time, get food that you can only eat with one hand, like an apple or chips or something like that. Therefore, you can keep playing at the same time, and you have to time your bites so it doesn't distract the game. I mean, 32 hours straight, you want the world record. You've got to work hard for it. And I'm sorry, having 5-minute break. Like, you know, I haven't done the maths, but 32 hours with 5-minute breaks every hour... That's not 32, that's what, 30 and a half hours or something.
You're telling
pinball.
The story. Maths is not my strong suit.
I haven't done math. In theory, I should have probably done that before. Anyway, so we did it to raise money for the Children's Hospital in Wisconsin, which is obviously very good, and we support that.
Oh, sweet.
But is that 32 hours straight? Because I don't know.
Are you angling to join the Guinness World Records kind of judging panel? Is that what this is?
No, I was just hoping to break this world record, and now he's at an extra hour and a half.
Oh, right. So you had it stitched up at 30 hours or so.
Oh, God,
you?
Yeah. I was going to do it. This is what I was planning to do this weekend, but now he's broken the world record. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do it now. I have to go home and do my washing.
I mean, pinball's a tricky time, Jordan, because you need both hands on either side of the machine.
Well, that's the challenge. Because so you're eating and drinking and going to the toilet, like... Wear an adult nappy. I know it's disgusting, but if you want the world record, you've got to work for it. And only water, you just need one water hand to put the water bottle to your mouth.
Yes.
And foods, seriously, or get someone to feed you or something like that. If you want this world record, got to work hard for it. I don't feel he's deserved it.
Jeez, I feel like I'd be sorry for the person that's feeding you because you're in an adult diaper, probably smell, playing pinball and someone's feeding you. That's not on.
It's probably not a good look, is it?
Zed and Kalani, you used to be cool when you played pinball, Jordan. This is a good thing. I book Tash Sultana tearing it up this morning. It's Jungle on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up.
And Simo, Facebook, it's undergoing big, big changes. You're a big Facebook user. You like doing a bit of scrolling?
Well, this morning I saw this pop up and I was like, well, you know, I was feeling a little bit brave. I was like, why not?
Brave new world.
Yeah, give an update a go. But I have to say so far... What's the changes?
So they've updated on the phones, on the app, and on the website. It's kind of changed everything. Pretty much, it's more or less the same, just where they've moved the buttons around.
Yeah.
So the homepage was there, now it's here. To see your friends, it was over there, now it's there.
It looks like they've gone for, like, the phone vibe on the computer, if you know what I mean.
It does, yeah. No, like, it does now you mention it. I wonder, I haven't updated my Facebook app on my phone.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've gone for the computer vibe on the phone.
So have you been, like, trawling through the terms and conditions or something, like checking how much privacy we're up for?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry, Simo, I haven't had 3 months to do legal reading to do this update.
Yeah.
No, what I've done is just read a news article about all the changes.
What have you got?
Which the big one that they are changing, and it's the one that captured my attention, is the name.
Okay.
From today onwards, Facebook will no longer be known as Facebook.
Really?
The new name for Facebook is... Are you ready for this, Simo?
Oh, yeah.
The new name for Facebook is Facebook.
Okay.
You're looking confused.
I am, just slightly. It sounds the same.
It does sound remarkably the same.
It
that's
does.
Because all the letters are the same in all the same way. But what has changed is the caps.
Oh, yes. So is it no longer a capital F?
No, it's still a capital F. But
okay.
So the old Facebook, it was a capital F and then Acebook in lowercase.
Okay.
As if normal. Now, they've got all caps.
Oh, look out.
A very aggressive Facebook.
Very bold update.
But you know what this screams out to me?
What?
that's, I mean, I don't know this for certain.
It's attention-seeking behaviour.
But I can imagine this would be what it's like at Mark Zuckerberg HQ.
Yeah.
They kind of, Mark Zuckerberg and his people are walking into the meeting. They go, oh, got that meeting at 9:30 to discuss the updates. Oh, were we meant to come up with anything different? Oh, yeah, hang on, we haven't done that. What should we do? Capital letters! And just pop, yeah, let's do that. And there you go. Oh, you're brilliant, guys. Well done. You've nailed that one.
2 months of planning.
2 months of planning. Literally 30 seconds of Facebook. But Simo, so give us a call. 6457977. What have you left till the last minute?
Oh, yeah?
Because like I say, I cannot confirm that this is what happened at Facebook HQ.
Hmm.
But I would like to think it is.
It's interesting because when you type in Messenger on Facebook, if you do it all in capitals, everyone thinks you're being a bit aggressive. So
this is just Facebook being overly aggressive.
Yeah, it's Facebook aggressive beta.
It doesn't like you using Twitter or Instagram. You have to use Facebook.
What have you left to the last minute? 6457297. Selena Gomez. Fresh music now. Look at her now. Normani, that was some motivation this morning, and we're talking motivation or lack thereof it on Snow FM at breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota, and booking flights is something that you shouldn't leave to the last minute.
Yeah, also, we are talking things that you leave to the last minute, and you are heading off for the weekend.
That's correct.
Heading back over to Adelaide to go to a wedding.
Nuptials, as they say.
And you've known about this wedding for
months.
A while, it's safe to say.
Ages.
So when did you get around to booking your flights?
Ooh, the weekend.
And when you say the weekend, you mean last weekend.
Correct.
As in 4 days ago.
Yes, indeed.
And you were very proud of that you managed to kind of... You came into the office.
I was yes!
On Sunday morning, I think it was.
Maybe, yeah.
And you just got going, trawling through all of the various airline websites.
Yeah.
To try and get a deal.
Hmm.
And how much... You managed to do it, and it was all...
Well, that was my thinking, was that by the looks of things, it was going to cost quite a bit.
Yeah.
To fly from Canberra to Adelaide on the Thursday.
Yes.
However, you're suggesting, I think, that leaving things to a last minute would have been more beneficial.
I mean, literally, I just Googled it with the right, with the correct dates, and it's $20 cheaper than what you're paying for it. And these are, I think one's direct, one's via Melbourne or Sydney.
Okay.
But one's direct, not like your method of your travelling, which albeit is cheap.
Yeah.
But you're what, driving to Canberra?
Look, it's 8 hours of
train
travel.
Train to Sydney.
Yeah, so.
Flights to, what is it? So drive to Canberra, train to Sydney, around the corner, through a forest, over a bridge, you'll meet a troll, he'll ask you a riddle, answer it correctly, he'll give you a key, and that key will allow you to get on a flight and go to Adelaide. Is that what you're doing?
Look, it's going to be a magic time. I'm not doubting that. So what I've ended up booking is drive to Canberra.
Yes.
Catch the train from Canberra to Sydney Airport.
Which, if you know your geography, Canberra to Sydney when you're going to Adelaide is...
The opposite direction.
Entirely the opposite direction.
Look, you know, it's ballpark, it's in Australia. And then when you get to...
Yeah, but Darwin's in Australia too.
Then when you get to Sydney Airport, wait around potentially for a minute or two and then catch a flight to Adelaide. Look.
I think you should probably be getting to the airport a minute, more than a minute or two before your flight.
Last minute.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't read like all the terms and conditions for all the major airlines, but last time I checked, check-in closes more than a minute or two before the flight leaves.
Look, what I'll use it for is a platform for the Amazing Race next season.
Oh, you're using this as practice.
Yeah, just a bit of practice. Get it in early.
Just going on a very long trip because you think that's what the Amazing Race is.
So what have you left to the last minute, Jordan? Anything of that scale?
Not flights. No. I like to be prepared.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Look at you over there.
And I look at me over there with my preparedness.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I've got bags packed ready to go before I go on a holiday.
I can't believe. How much did you say that just direct from Canberra?
Yeah, direct. They're about $20. You should have just left it the last minute.
Honestly. Avicii.
Cheaper.
This is SOS Snow FM. Can
you
hear me?
Top of the British charts there, Freya Riding's Castles on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Wednesday, 7 minutes on the way to 8.
And Simo, you read the weather on the show and you do a pretty good job.
Thank you.
But I feel we've got someone here who could do it a bit better. It is Little Forecasters.
Yes,
we've
indeed.
Got her in the studio. She's sitting very quietly, very eager and ready to go.
Ella Bear, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you going over there?
Good.
Yeah, good. Ready to go?
Yep.
Awesome.
Hey, just before we get into it, this was a bit of an early start for you. You haven't had breakfast yet. What do you want to have for breakfast? What do you want your mum to buy you?
I don't know.
Have you ever had a sandwich for breakfast?
No.
Have you ever had chocolate for breakfast?
No.
Jordan.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
We have got chocolate in the fridge, but Jordan had a sandwich.
Don't tell me that.
He had a sandwich for breakfast this morning. Is that something you want to try or just think that's just plain weird?
That's a bit weird.
All right, Ella Bear, it's Little Forecasters.
Centre stake tomorrow.
And some isolated storms.
Shower two for Sydney, a few
storms. And taking a look around the
cars and the chance of a thunderstorm.
Country. Early showers expected in Brisbane tomorrow and...
partly cloudy around the snowies today with a chance of a shower. Tomorrow, cloudy and a shower. Friday, partly cloudy and a shower expected. Cloudy on Saturday. Top temperatures for today. Jindabyne maxing out at 18 degrees. Fredbow reaching a high of 8 degrees. Canberra a top of 23. And Cooma 17 degrees maximum. Back to you, Sumo and Jordan.
Yes!
Fantastic!
Ella Bear, love your work. Woo!